iRockRadio.me. It is Jay Hunter at the Chameleon Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We are getting set for the tour with Local H, where they are commemorating their 25th anniversary. How you doing, Scott?
Good.
So, 25 years.
It's 26, actually.
Oh, it's 26 now. Okay. So, 26 years the band has continued going. One of your albums, of course, being just a monumental album. Have you thought that it would ever get this far, and that you would be going on to celebrate the 20th anniversary of such an album?
I don't know. I'm not really comfortable with any reverence directed at it. And the fact that time does that, I find really weird. People who didn't give a crap about something 20 years ago finally pretend that they do later on, and I don't really know where all that comes from.
I mean, I don't necessarily know about that. I mean, after all, I mean, I have to tell you, I guess it was mid 90s, late 90s, and I'm at the Philadelphia Spectrum. I don't remember who you were playing with. I think it was Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah,
right. And I saw you guys come out on stage. I remembered, you know, high-fiving motherfucker at first, then Bound for the Floor, of course. That's a huge hit also. But I saw these two guys coming out on stage. I guess he had somebody coming out and tapping on a tambourine, yeah, too, for a while.
Yeah, our buddy Gabe.
Yeah. And later I found out that was your tour manager.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was cool that you brought him out. But then all of a sudden, like later on, you see other duos coming out, like the White Stripes and right, like Royal Blood. So in essence, you guys are pioneers.
Maybe as far as bands that were played on the radio, but before us, you know, there were plenty of two pieces that I think nobody had really heard of. But yeah, it wasn't as commonplace as it is now. We got a lot of sideways looks and people wondering where the bass player was, and I don't think you get that so much anymore. But when we started, it was everywhere.
So you were one of the first, if not the first duo that was seen in the mainstream that way.
Possibly. I mean, most of the two pieces that were around and still kind of were like sort of blues based, and that was kind of where we didn't fit in. We weren't ever playing blues music, and we were still trying to figure out how to do it as a two piece, and that's where having, you know, the bass pickup, and, you know, it was trying to keep the heaviness of heavy rock and still do it as a two-piece.
So with that being said, would you say that was your favorite album?
No, not by a long shot.
Okay.
It's probably my fourth favorite record of ours, maybe.
Which album? Because I'd like to actually play something that some people may, you know, they know you guys for High Five and Motherfucker, right, Bound for the Floor, Eddie Vedder, but let's throw something out there that's one of your favorites, and, you know, we'll play it then, but a little bit behind the story of why that would be your favorite cut from a different album.
I mean, anything off the new record is pretty good. Leon and the Game of Skin is a good song off the new record, or The Misanthrope is good. John the Baptist Blues, I like it all.
And just for the record, if you're listening out there and you haven't checked out their new their latest album, Hey Killer, did come out in April, and it is available online at localh.com, correct?
Yep, available where you find records.
If they still have records out there. Well, they do, because you're selling some for vinyl. All right, so let's do that one right now. John the Baptist Blues, it's Local H on iRockRadio.me.